Hello, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is LaShonda. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you?
Yes, Ms. LaShonda. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I was calling in regards to, I've been trying to look for more jobs instead of trying to call my unemployment, but I can't seem to find anything, so I will call it back. I'm on my last job.
So, how can I help you?
I was trying to still find other jobs and stuff, but unfortunately, I haven't had any luck previously about my experience.
So what do you want me to help? What would you like help with today?
They actually told me to verify some information about me not calling in as pertaining to, you know, they haven't sent the payment or whatever. But I'm trying to see what are my suggestions on doing now.
So have you filed for an initial claim?
No, they saying I had to go to I had to call some and get through some line in order to appeal or something.
Okay. So did you call the line?
Yes, I called the 1-800-361-4524. Number, but they keep indicating that it's received enough call for the day, and as usual, I'm not able to speak with a live representative or anything.
So how can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Are you working through the unemployment compensation thing?
Yes.
Which department do you actually work through?
I just do new claims.
And this is what I'm called indicating, man. You didn't ask me for any of my information. You can ask me where I'm calling, what my reason for calling.
Because all I do is, I don't need that information. If you're not filing a new claim, I don't need to take your personal information.
If I'm not doing what now?
If you're not filing a new claim, I don't need your personal information. And that's the only thing at this line I can help you with is a new claim.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to file, a new claim. I mean, I'm trying to start over, basically.
So you
they
were
telling me this.
Go ahead.
Ma'am?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what I'm indicating, because they saying I have to restart over because upon one or two questions, when they asked me was I seeking a job, and I answered no, and would I be eligible for work, and I answered, you know, me trying to not understand that or listening to the full question. That's what they said I had to start over.
Okay. So you are calling to file a new claim, correct? Not talk to the inquiry line.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. When was your last day at work?
It was January the 7th.
Thank you. Can I have your Social Security number?
422-04-0430.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I have your name?
Billy Lamar Tommy.
Can I have your date of birth?
02-15-1978.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Mabel Lee Tommy.
Can I have your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. Can you see it? It's number 105-414-14.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
So the first questions to opening up your new claim would be, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
So the next questions are fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that fraud is knowingly making, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first and last name?
Ma'am?
Can I have your first and last name again, please?
Billy Lamar Thomas.
Thank you. So, do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am, I haven't. I've been trying to get my car situated and everything, but me going and getting people to buy parts and stuff for me and putting it on the car, and it's still not, you know, I have to walk and catch in the bus everywhere. City line bus.
Okay. What is the reason for the breaking your claim?
That's why I just, because I was just, you know, due to transportation, trying to get around and getting people to take me here and there and filing and going online and stuff, doing applications, which I just did one for my experience. I just did an application for Security of America. Security Solution. But they was only inquiring, like, part-time within my surrounding area, you know, where I'm actually located in Montgomery, Alabama. And they said Jackson Hospital was the only job that they could inquire me to accept at the time because due to my transportation, and it was only part-time. And I told them I was seeking full-time work.
Okay, so what is the reason that you stopped claiming last time?
I mean, I was going trying to get jobs, ma'am. I've been trying to find jobs in between time, and that's why I stopped bothering you all to try to, you know, do this on my own as a man, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
But I still got bills and everything, and yes, all types of stuff coming up, yeah, and I'm getting behind on it.
I understand. So, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state?
No, ma'am.
Within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. I had no. I always been in Montgomery. I hadn't been nowhere.
Gotcha. And then, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment. So these are TRA questions. If you have not been informed that you have TRA, then the answers to these questions are going to be no. So have you already filed for
What is TRA, ma'am? I'm sorry.
If you haven't been notified that you have TRA, then the answer is no to the questions. So, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a regular file for trade adjustment assistance?
Have I filed for a regular unemployment or the trade adjustment?
Or have you, are you, have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
What is that?
Yes or no?
What is your meaning? I mean, I filed for a regular unemployment, which they said I had to go do an appeal. But I haven't filed through no other state. I only filed, and the last letter I received was on my birthday on the 15th of February. And it was showing that I was ineligible because I haven't, it was denied status. I actually had it. And it was reporting requirement.
So, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits? Yes,
ma'am.
Sir. Thank you.
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you a junior or a senior?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you changed your name in the since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your telephone number?
334-424-5229.
My mama has some information I have to enter. That number you gave me, is that a driver's license number or ID number?
No, you asked for, I thought you asked for a phone number, I'm sorry.
No, earlier I asked you for your ID or driver's license number. Now I'm just asking.
Yes, ma'am. The 105-414-14 is my actual identification ID number.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a system error, so one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Still trying to get back to where we were at. One moment.
Okay.
So these next questions, they are demographic questions. They would like to know, what is your race?
Black male.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Black African American.
What is your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade level that you've completed in school?
10th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your residential address?
My residential, 175 Azalea Drive.
That's
AZALEA. Azalea Drive.
Can you spell the street name again, please? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Azalea. Azalea. I'm sorry.
So Azalea.
Yes, ma'am.
What city would that be in?
In Montgomery, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
So you gave me 175 Azalea Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Thank you. What did you do for a living at your last job?
What was I doing?
Yes.
I was actually laundry technician over at Dr. South Hospital, working through Crown, laundry, and health.
Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes, ma'am. And so I'm also a security officer. I actually have my security license as well.
Okay. Did you work for a union hiring hall?
Ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
So, since the most recent, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$12.50.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am. I actually got my security license through Anna Parish Security.
Mm-hmm.
And I also updated it through Master Security, both of them here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
Ma'am?
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
So are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Like right now, I'm not working anywhere. I'm not employed anywhere. I'm not through any company right now.
Do you have
any source of income coming in?
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am, because I haven't received any injuries while I was there back then.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to seek work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
So you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed your claim for unemployment. So please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed for unemployment compensation. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed for unemployment compensation.
No, I haven't worked since I filed my last unemployment compensation.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama?
No, ma'am.
With an employer that is not military or federal anytime between 10-1 of 2022 and 9-30 of 2023?
Have I worked since when now?
10-1 of 2022 and 9-30 of 2023. Have you worked out of the state of Alabama or with the military or federal government?
No, ma'am. I only worked 2022. It was Interpairs, Dynamic, and Crown Healthcare. Those base period wage details from the where I was actually, I think this when I actually started. No, I actually started Crown. Yeah. It was in 2024, January the 7th is when they actually laid me off.
Okay.
Through Crown.
Okay. So would the answer be yes or no?
Have I worked since 2022?
In a different state or with the military? Or
No, ma'am. I haven't worked in a different state other than Alabama. No.
Okay.
Montgomery.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
So if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card usually takes 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for benefits. Yeah. So, and there may be fees that are charged for certain activities. So if you do have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Check card.
Thank you. So will you be receiving any vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay from this employer?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I won't receive any pay. I'm not receiving anything from this.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are all the questions above correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you are certifying that all your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties to make false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we watch the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers, so false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that the answers are true and correct to your best of your ability?
Yes, ma'am. The answers are true and correct of my ability.
Thank you. One moment. So when you are filing for unemployment, it is important for us to verify your identity. So please submit the following information. Which of the following cities has a current or former association with you? Would it be Dothan? Would it be Selma, Huntsville, Otagaville?
Otagaville. I stayed in Otagaville.
Okay. What color is your 2003 Acura CL? Black, dark blue, gold, or white?
What color is what?
Your
2003
Acura.
No, I don't have an Acura.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1039 Germantown Road, 215 Chisholm Street, 4001 Edge Hill Lane, 6053 Crown.
Could you repeat that question, please?
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with?
Hello?
Yes. Which of the following cities have you or addresses have you been associated with? 1039 Germantown Road, 215 Chisholm. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? I'll give you a call back.
Hello?
I'll give you a call back. Jeez.